Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in today, and guess what time it is? It's time for another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. So second hour on most Thursdays, we open the phone lines. I don't book a guest because you're my special guest, and I pitch a question. They're never easy questions, but they're good questions that provoke thought, provoking conversation. So here's my question for today. And I'm asking for you, but I'm asking for others who need to learn from you. Here it is. What's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? What's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? And if you have anything to offer, any takeaways that came out of it, something you learned, I'd love to hear that as well. But if you're really, it's just there's a hard thing and you have no redemptive value that you can see in it, that's okay too. But I still want to know, because I want people to know as they're listening today, they're not alone. And I really do believe you've got some wisdom to take away from whatever it is you've walked through. And I think someone needs to hear what you have to say. I want you to know, I have 6 copies of my little coloring book, Bountiful Blessings, and 6 copies of a commemorative DVD by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. It's got some black and white reels of Billy Graham's teaching from his early years in ministry. It's got a crusade on here. It's got updated information on how the Billy Graham Association has grown and what it's doing. 6 of those and 6 coloring books to the first 6 of you who call and get on the air. Now, if you're too shy to get on the air, if you give Kim your story, you'll still get these 2 things. You just got to make sure you give your address. So here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. What's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? And if you have some wisdom to share as a result, we'd love to hear that as well. Julie's checking in, and you can call anonymously as well if you need to. But hey, Julie, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Susie, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to tell you that I go on Facebook almost nearly specifically only to get your morning and evening blessing.
Wow. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's about the only reason I go on, too. I go on for a couple minutes and I hop off again because I almost can't bear it. I don't know why. But so you and I, we'll just meet there on Facebook. How about that?
Say that one again.
I said, I only go on Facebook for just to post those blessings and then I get off again because I almost can't bear it at times, you know. So I said, you and I can meet for our little stint on Facebook and both get off just as quickly. So
there we go. Yeah. I used to be able to go off of it for months at a time, and you're my reason for not taking a break lately, sure.
Honored.
But, I'm going to share with you, and thank you always. I feel like it's coming directly from the Lord through you. So I'm very grateful. But all right. So back to the topic, I'm actually married 35 years, but at about year 30, between 30 and 31, my Christian husband, who together we went on various missions trips and were churchgoers and raised our kids that way, he decided to kind of start his own life. And it was very surprising, and he has been with many women. He basically dropped me, our grown children, our grandchildren, and I expected him to be my provider, which he had been through the marriage. But anyway, like I said, I'm going through a divorce because of his choices, and I haven't had a date in 37 years, and people and children are saying, why don't you go out with people? You know, why don't you go on dating sites and whatever? And I just can't make myself do it. I believe that if the Lord has someone for me, that he will somehow allow us to meet without me pushing. And anyhow, the takeaway is, after 3 years of crying and mourning, you know, the marriage that I thought I was going to have forever, wearing sunglasses, walking around the grocery store and then, you know, in the rain and whatever, I stopped crying, Susie, and just started praising and being grateful that if something like this was to happen, and I had heard it of, you know, happening to other people, but never thought to me, better now than 10 years from now, right? Yeah. Better now than 10 years from now. And still praying for my husband, not for him to come back to me, but for him to have true salvation. And in the marriage we talked about, I was like always so I was admiring Billy Graham, as everyone does, because of who he was and what he stood for and how his bold witness and his call to bring others to the Lord was so breathtaking and inspirational. And I still feel that, and I hope that for Robert. I hope that the Lord does get a hold of him, you know, not only to help me to survive and provide for me, but the Lord is my provider. I know that. But to be a witness, you know, and to be a father and a grandfather and a good witness for the Lord in this world. But that's my story.
It's just amazing that you're interceding for him the way that you are with what he's done. I mean, that's what Christ would call us to, but that you don't get there, you know, without just, as you said, incredible mourning and sorting it through with the Lord. And I hear the joy in your heart, and that is the miracle of the Holy Spirit's work in your life, Julie. It's absolutely amazing. You are just a testament and a trophy of his grace. So I just affirm you, and I pray that he will tend to the deepest desires of your heart and totally surprise you with what he has up his sleeve for you, dear. I just thank you for sharing. I know that somebody's walking through this right now and needed to hear what you have to say, because you're still standing, and that's amazing to me. So thank you.
Thank you, Susie. God bless you.
Wish I could hug you over the air. You inspired me. Wow. 877-933-2484. Catherine's checking in from Ham Lake. So it's Talk to Me Thursday, and here's the question. What's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? You can call anonymously. And I'm wondering, is there any wisdom, any takeaway? Because I'm asking you for other people, because you have something to teach other people. Somebody's walking through what you've been through. They're walking through it right now. You've got something to tell them. So Catherine, checking in from Ham Lake. Hey, Catherine, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Back in 2015, I was going through, I had made an error, I found out later on a document for my association for my licensure, and I ended up in front of the board a year and a half later after getting fired from a job explaining what had happened with the situation. At the same time, the day I had to go in front of the attorney general and 10 other people, we found out my dad had cancer. We had found out he was sick 2 weeks before, but that day we found out it was terminal cancer. And wow. I had to, in the whole walk of it all, I had to trust God. But then 2 weeks later, my spiritual mentor's husband, which was a really close friend of mine, was hit on his motorcycle and suffered a brain injury. So I didn't have my strong women around me, my strongest woman advocate around me. And I really just had to lean into God. I really just learned to trust he's got bigger things. And the job I have now is amazing. What I learned from walking through that and just trusting him, my dad's passing was really short-lived. It was 6 weeks from the time we found out he was sick until he passed. And he was the only other Christian in my family. And it was, I saw miraculous things and had to be strong. And not even all my family knew what I was dealing with in my professional life at the same time.
Wow.
Because they just, it was so unbelievable. And then I actually did this sermon service for my dad for his funeral.
My goodness.
That time.
Catherine, you know, when you're walking through something like that, when it's coming from several different angles, that's where it feels like enemy fire, you know, the arrows are zinging by your head from every which way. And I know there are lots of people listening today who are there where it feels like enemy has open access to them. What advice would you have for them? I mean, you're still standing as well. I can hear the joy in your voice. You survived it. But what advice do you have for that person in the line of fire right now?
That no matter what happened, I was in God's hand and we were going to be victorious.
Fantastic.
No matter what happened.
No matter what happened,
he had bigger and better things for me.
That's so good.
And I knew I could trust him in that.
I hear your faith. I appreciate it. I'm so glad I asked this question, and I just know that you're speaking to someone today. And I've got a coloring book and a Billy Graham DVD that'll get out to you, Catherine, if you're able to hold on and give Kim your address. But thank you for your faith, and thank you for sharing your heart. Okay, we have to pause and take a break here. Sunny from Minneapolis, Dave from Iowa, Evelyn, Julie, I see you guys. You're up next, 877-933-2484. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, what's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? And was there a takeaway? Was there wisdom? And again, I'm asking, I love the chance for you to tell your story, but I also want you to speak to somebody else because someone needs to hear what you've learned, right? We'll be back in a minute. Need to hear that today. Really glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And so every Thursday, pretty much every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest. And I'll pitch out a question that's thought-provoking, kind of deeper life sort of thing. And you call in. And you're calling in. I so appreciate it. Here's the question. What's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? And do you have any takeaway wisdom? And you don't feel like you have to, but I'm thinking you do, that you have some kind of takeaway from your battle, some kind of redemption from that battle. And I ask you because, one, I want you to have a chance to share your story, but two, I want others to learn from you as well. Love to hear from you, 877-933-2484. Sunny's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Sunny, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, tell me about the hardest thing you've ever walked through.
My sister passing away.
When did that happen?
Oh, I think it's been like 8 years now.
Any advice for someone who's right now reeling from a loss of a family member?
Yeah, that God is absolutely faithful.
Yes, he is, and he's near.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss, Sonny, and I thank you, though, for sharing, because, again, you're a testimony of coming through the other side, things that you feel like are going to swallow you whole. But you do get through it, and he does turn our mourning into dancing eventually. So thank you so much for that call.
Yeah.
Bless you, dear. 877-933-2484. Evelyn's checking in from North Dakota. Hey, Evelyn, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, tell me, what's the hardest thing you've ever walked through?
The hardest thing I've ever walked through that I'm currently still walking through is the loss of my child to suicide.
Oh, wow.
So
there's nothing like that. Wow.
Still very fresh. It only happened. It happened October 10th of 2017. And within 3 months of losing her, I unexpectedly lost my father too. So my takeaway is, after losing my child, I did not know how I was going to be able to get up every day and continue through life without being completely broken. And he has given me the strength, the Lord has, to continue to get up every day and go to my job and still make a difference in someone else's life.
Man.
So he continues to show me every day that it will be okay and that someday I will stand with her again.
Yeah, your time with her will exceed the time without her. And, you know, one thing, my sister, if you listen off enough, you know my younger sister lost her husband to pancreatic cancer. And it's been a year and a half for her now. And I just said, what advice would you have for someone who's grieving? And she says, oh, I just don't know if I would have advice. But she said the two things that helped her, one was that she got out of bed every day, like you're saying. She just refused to stay in bed. She just thought she'd never get up if she did, you know. So she'd get out of bed every day. Two, she said, I never let the goodness of God be up for grabs. And I thought, wow, that's amazing wisdom. And Evelyn, I hear that same thing in your broken heart voice. I mean, it's so fresh for you. I can't even fathom what you've been through. But that you can get out of bed every day is a testament to your inner resolve and the strength of God in you. Wow. Can I pray for you?
Yes.
Father, I thank you for my dear sister, Evelyn. I thank you, God, that you love her with an everlasting love and you hate what we go through on this earth. And Lord, you promise us, Lord Jesus, that Life on earth is short. Eternity is long. And you're going to one day wipe away every single tear from our eyes. There'll be no more sorrow, no more mourning, no more loss, only reunions, only restoration. And I just pray more and more in the days ahead, you give Evelyn a vision for what the reunion will look like, what restoration will look like, what healing will look like. And I pray in the meantime, you put people in her path over and over again who will speak life-giving truth to her. I just pray she'd sense the warmth of your presence every day and your nearness, Lord, as she walks this thing out. I just thank you for her beautiful heart and that you still are writing a beautiful story with her life. I thank you, Lord. Use her mightily in the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Mm. Evelyn, thank you so much for calling today. God bless you. I'm going to be thinking about you in the days ahead.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Bless you. 877-933-2484. We've got Kendra checking in from Superior, Wisconsin. Hey, Kendra, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Tell me your story.
Well, this is more of a life state, really, than an event, but someone very close to me, someone I lived with for many years, has always struggled with mental, paranoia and a spirit-filled believer, but just has so much trouble having hope in life. And, watching that is really, it's really hard for anybody to watch that. Mm-hmm. But, a couple things that I take away from that is I notice that in my own life and in a lot of people at church, they're strong in advice but very weak in prayer when it comes to dealing with a person who's kind of hard to deal with and hard to connect with. But then another thing that recently happened was I was praying and I had just this wonderful revelation, and I was a promise that there would be something better ahead, and I was excited for a second, and then I was so quick I wanted to pull the clouds back over the sky, because when you live in hope for so long, sometimes it's just easier not to hope.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yep, it takes a toll.
I just had this word. It was like, let hope fly, because when your trust is in God, he is never, ever going to let you down.
Mm-hmm. And that hope does not disappoint. Warren Wiersbe calls this, he said, this isn't a hope-so hope, it's a no-so hope, because your hope isn't in a certain outcome, it's in God, who promises to restore your soul, mm-hmm. promises to redeem and renew your life. And Kendra, dealing with someone, loving someone and living with someone with mental health issues is no small thing. And you're right. So often the church is strong on advice and weak on prayer. And I pray God would surround you with people who can love you and support you and help you in this situation the way you need it. And Father, I just pray for Kendra. I pray you'd strengthen her heart, strengthen her resolve, give her still water moments where it's just you and her, that she's not carrying a burden that's too heavy for her. She's unloading it, and she hears you say, come and rest with me for a while. And I pray more and more you'd drop hope into her heart, more and more you'd bring her flowers. You would do things that she knows are specifically from your hand to her heart. And I just thank you that you love her, you see her, and you are going to redeem this situation somehow. We just say thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Bless you, dear girl, for calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know there are many others out there.
Yep, it's true.
Who struggle with the same thing. So.
Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a very big thing. Bless you, dear. Thanks, Kendra. Okay, we've got Marilyn checking in from Iowa. Erin, is that the one? Next one? Hey, Marilyn, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about what I went through that taught me that I can let God be in control and I can trust him. In 2003, my husband was diagnosed with liver disease and was told he needed a transplant. And I'm a nurse, and so, of course, I wanted to make everything better, but there was nothing I could do to make anything better. And I learned through that I am not in control. Mm. that the Lord is in control, and I could trust him. And I don't think you can ever know the joy of the Lord or the peace of the Lord until you give up thinking that you can control things and learning that he's actually the one who controls and he is trustworthy.
Well, Marilyn, someone needed to hear that today, because you're so right. That is when peace settles in, is when we relinquish our white knuckle, even illusion of control. You're so right. That is a great, great word for somebody today. And how's your husband doing now?
He doesn't need a transplant, and we're not sure why.
Mm, wow. All right.
I think I know why.
Yeah, yes.
There were many, many people praying for him at the time, and I'd like to add that I had been a believer for about 4 years at the time. He was not a believer, and he is not a believer to this day. Mm. But God has softened him tremendously, and I'm pretty sure there's thousands of people praying for him.
Yeah. Well, now there's thousands more. I'll be praying for Marilyn's husband, that he would be ambushed by the love of God. Thanks so much, Marilyn, for the call. Wow. May God just go after him. He already is going after him. We know that. All right. We've got Janice checking in from Minneapolis. We have a hard break coming up in about 3 minutes here, 2.5 minutes. Hey, Janice, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, thanks for calling. Just want to give you a heads up. We might have to start talking and then pause and finish on the other side of the break, but I want to let you go ahead. You've got about a minute and a half here.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I love your program, and thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Tell me your story.
So my story was 1994. It was just really ended up being a whole year worth of trouble, but how the Lord got me through it is amazing. It started out in February. My husband told me that he wanted to separate for a while. Mm. So that was a shock to me. Wasn't expecting it. And then in June, found out my mother was sick. And in July, she was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. She died in August. I lost my mother, very close best friend. And then in September, my pastor and coworker friend from church stepped out from the ministry, not due to anything negative, but the Lord was calling him somewhere else. So I lost my pastor. And then I went through some personal health crisis myself at the end of the year, and it was a tough year. When I got to the end of the year, I always liked writing a letter to God, just thanking him for the year and looking ahead to the new year. But what he showed me was that he gives us a spouse to love and care for, but we need to rely on God.
Yeah.
And he gives us parents to raise us and love us, but we can't rely on them either because they won't always be there.
Wow.
And he gives us pastors to teach us and grow us and do ministry together, but they won't always be there either. And even in our own health, we won't always have it. But God was my strength that year, and he has ever been there since then. And
Janice, that was pretty much a sermon in about 1 minute. Unbelievable. That was amazing, Janice. Thank you. Wow, so good. Rock, you're up next, and then Dave from Iowa will take your calls as well. Don't go away. Back in a minute. Cannot take who I am, change who I am. I belong to you. Isn't that amazing? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. So every Thursday, second hour, we do something where we don't book a guest because you're our special guest. And I pitch a question that's deep and thought-provoking because Live the Promise is the no-fluff zone. We go for the depths of things. And I appreciate you all so much because you're so willing to go there with me. And here's my question for Talk to Me Thursday today. What's the hardest thing you've ever been through? And then, are there any takeaways that you can offer? And again, I have a twofold reason for asking this question. One, I think it's good for you to tell your story. But two, I know you have something to teach someone else. I know your wisdom, your hard-fought wisdom, is super necessary for many people listening today. So would you give us a call? 877-933-2484. Rock is checking in. He's been patiently on hold, checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Rock, you're on the air. Glad to have you today.
Hi. Great to talk with you, Susie.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, I guess there it's probably in the top 10, I would say. It's probably close to number one. I'd done a business with my mom, and she was up there in age. And anyways, didn't do so great on the accounting part, computer problems, such. But anyways, I was going to make some redemption and had a different plan. And my mom started getting sick. And all that said, I my family pulled the rug, and I couldn't make do on as far as what my plan was to for the new year. And so all my family came against me.
Hmm.
And and then all that said, I bought a car after they came against me and basically pulled the rug off. I bought a car out of the will of God, and you talk about suffering of to the nth degree. And my precious mom said one time, because I was so depressed, and she said, God loves you. I'm like, wow.
Hmm.
And how? And so that's my story.
Hmm.
The takeaway out of it, God's faithful to see it through any storm, every problem. And it's hard, but you got other people that other stories listen, and you hear about how God has taken them out of, you know, the ashes to to the blessings.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Rock. And you know, nothing separates you from God's love. Even if family forsakes you, God never will. He will not turn his back on you. And so you press on and you hang in there, and you got a mama who loves you, which is also a really precious gift. And the story.
She's in heaven now.
Oh, wow. Wow. And your story's just not over yet, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as far as with my family, I'm all restored.
Oh, wow.
No
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. That's so good. Yeah.
It was God.
Yeah. Someone needed to hear that today. If they're estranged from their family, that is amazing. Rock, thanks for holding, and thanks for joining us today. Appreciate that.
Bless you, Susie.
Bless you as well. You too. 877-933-2484. Dave wins the award for patience. He's on the line checking in from Iowa. Hey, Dave, thanks for holding. You there?
Yes,
I am. Oh, there he is.
I have been known for my patience, so that is, that feels like it's right there.
Yes, well, we so appreciate you, Dave. So tell me your story.
Well, I grew up on a farm, and just really, you know, that was something that I always wanted to do, was to be a farmer. I'd gotten married, we were on the farm for a few years, and my wife left from circumstances, and that was probably the worst thing that ever happened to me. I had felt like I'd been cut in half.
Yeah.
Partly was still alive, but the other part was just raw to any emotion that was out there. Trying to then to make the farm work was really hard. And but through that all, I knew that I had a solid foundation in Christ, and that He was walking me through that. I mean, there were times when I felt just totally alone, but I could look up at a dark sky and say, Lord, you created this, and there's a purpose for this. I don't understand it, but I'm walking through it. There's a lot of hurt here. But
what advice, Dave, do you have for the sorry, oops, I lost you there for a sec. What advice do you have for the person who's right now reeling from the spouse walking away?
Oh. I would say just to continue to go to God in prayer. You might never, I would say not never, but sometimes you're not going to hear His answer right away, but believe that He still loves you, that He has a purpose for your life, and that He's there for you.
Yep. He's going to get you through. Dave, thank you. And I pray God will continue to, I believe, I'm not even going to just pray. I mean, this is God's word. He promises to work all things together for the good. So I'm going to thank him by faith that he's going to redeem this story for you. And I really believe greater days are yet to be done and to be seen in your life. So thank you for calling today. That's Dave from Iowa. Pray for Dave in Iowa. All right. Jackie called to want to be off the air. She said, I was married to a narcissist, but I learned through it that God is faithful no matter where you are. If we can learn from the difficult things we experience, God will use it. So good. Leanne also wanted to be off the air, and she said, I lost my baby just a few days after he was born. It was so hard, but through it all, I've learned that God is so good. He has showed us his blessing and mercy in the midst of this, and we saw our son's short life bless so many. It's an honor to be his mother. Oh, Leanne, I can't even imagine what that was like for you. Wow. Wow. God bless you. Here's another one from Facebook. Sandy says, listen to this. My husband walked out on me and my sons. They were 10 and 14 at the time. I was speaking in Russia on a mission trip. He was the preacher, and he left with our church secretary. So that was the hardest. Wow. So hard. So many people go through tough stuff. Everybody has walked through some kind of valley. What about you? Have you walked through a time that still marks you, but maybe you can say, I wouldn't want to go through it again, but I'm better for it. Phone lines are wide open. I would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. I'm going to play a song by Hillsong. It's called Not Today. You've probably heard it before. I use it in my bumper once in a while. But I think it's such a good song because the enemy, when we're down, he kicks us when we're down. He comes and threatens us when we're down. And there's got to be a point where we stand up and go, you know what, devil? Not today. You don't get to do that to me today. Why don't you hear this song? Take a short break. When we come back, Marianne, Lynn, Jen, I'm going to get your calls. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. really glad you tuned in today. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Live the Promise. Every Thursday, second hour, we do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where we don't book a guest because you're my special guest, and we pick a pretty deep, thought-provoking question, and I love for you to share because people can learn from you. Well, this question is, what's the hardest thing you've ever walked through? And the second part of that question is, what's your takeaway? I hope you can find something. If you can't, that's okay. But the reason I'm asking is, one, I think it's really great for you to tell your story. It's good for you. It's good for your soul. And two, someone can learn something from you. People listening today want to hear your takeaway from your battle so they can be encouraged in their own battle. 877-933-2484. Marianne's checking in from Elk River. Hey, Marianne, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
Thank you so much. I don't have a real, I'm going through a real struggle right now, but my thought for all of this is my MO is always to, when I go through a struggle, and this is particularly almost a bullying situation, somebody stronger and dominating you, and, and I just go into this place of I can't handle it, and I become weak, and I think, I wish I'd have known years ago what I know now, and that is, and I have this saying in my house. It says, make time for the quiet moments as God whispers and the world is loud. And the other day I was alone with my thoughts, and I just felt like God was saying, what are you holding on to? And that one thought alone made me turn around and say, take a deep breath. You don't need to let people do this to you, and you need to hold on to God. And that helps me so much to just think about that. Make time for the quiet moments. As God whispers and the world is loud.
Fantastic.
And, you know, my struggle isn't over, but now I can just take a deep breath and walk with God.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, Marianne. Someone needed to hear what you had to say today, and you're now becoming a wise and seasoned saint after all that you've been through. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with others today. God bless
you.
Thank you. 877-933-2484. Lynn's checking in from Florida. Hey, Lynn, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm so glad to talk to you again.
And you as well.
I was calling because I don't know if you remember. I called a while ago and told you about my son who had died. And that when I was sitting on the edge of the bed contemplating suicide, and God spoke to my heart and told me, you know, you can turn towards Satan and let the devil have his victory, or you can turn to me and let me help you. And so that's what I did. But now something else has happened. I lost another son.
Wow.
A few months ago. And all kinds of things happened to me that I knew was God when my Brian died. And so I just prayed, God, you need to show me something this time. Show me something like you did before. And I closed my eyes, and I could see my two sons together running towards me and happy and holding hands. And that just eased my heart so much, because a year before he died, I got to see him walk up front and give himself to Jesus. And so I knew that God had given me that special moment so that I knew he's in heaven.
Yeah.
And today, that's a blessing to me to know they're both there together holding hands.
Yeah. Lynn, let me pray for you, can I?
Thank you, yes.
Father, thank you for my dear sister, Lynn. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'd surround her with your tender mercies. I pray you comfort her broken heart. I thank you by faith that you will turn her mourning into dancing. Her sorrow will be turned to joy somehow by some miracle. Thank you for the vision that you've given her of her sons in heaven with you, and that her time with them will far exceed her time without them. I pray, God, you'd rise up within her, open her eyes, put her strategically in position to bring comfort to those with broken hearts, that she can share her wisdom with them and bring people to her to bring comfort to her as well. Thank you that you love her. You're not letting her go. And I thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for your show. I love it.
Lynn, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I'll be thinking about you in the days ahead. Wow, I wish I could hug you over the air. All right, we've got Jen checking in from Wisconsin. Hey, Jen, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you. I have several stories, but I won't get into detail about all of them. Basically, there's been several things that our family has dealt with. When I was a baby, I had a strawberry birthmark tumor in my windpipe, and I spent the first year of my life in and out of the hospital, and through that very difficult situation, my dad was saved.
Wow.
And then since getting married,
well, my dad was saved because someone prayed over me and the tumor was miraculously gone and healed. Mm-hmm. And my dad was saved through that. And then since getting married, my husband and I have really, truly just experienced one wave after the other, because as far as we know, he's the first believer in ever, hundreds of years in his family, and we've just felt the enemy's attack over and over. But through all of the really hard things that we've dealt with, we still have felt God's hand, and my husband was saved. When we got married, he was not saved, and through these really hard things, God brought him to himself. Mm. And so I think the takeaway is that, you know, to remember God works all things out for the good of those who love him. He loves us so much. He allows certain things so that, you know, he can get us to where he needs. And even when it seems like everything's out of control, he will not allow the enemy to have full reign.
Amen.
We're still under his wing and being protected through it all.
So good, Jen. Thank you for sharing. And I wonder what God has for your husband and for you as a couple to be a game-changing generation. I mean, to be the one who stops the current, you know, of unbelief, and he stands like he's crossing over the river and bringing future generations to a new land. And that is so spectacular. So thank you for sharing that. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, okay, Steve's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Steve, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you today?
Well, it's a great day to play hooky, and I'm certainly contemplating it.
It is a little sunny out, and it's been a long winter, so I hear you, sir. So tell me your story.
I'm feeling good. Well, I'm in my mid-70s, and I'm probably right now going through at least one of the hardest things because it's a repetitive pattern. My business has failed, and we're attempting to avoid bankruptcy at our age is tough.
Wow.
And as I look back over my life, I realized that I had a significantly difficult childhood, and then I ended up in Vietnam for 4 years, and it's a fairly significant case of PTSD, and had some real highs and real lows, and that's sort of the pattern, and it causes me to question my faith and then come back. I came to faith as an adult. Anyway, the long and the short of it is I just stopped by the chapel today and thought about the damage that has been continuing to replay in my life. And so this is sort of the thought process that maybe somebody else can use. And as I was praying, what came to my mind was the 12-step recovery programs. And for me to sit and confess to God that I don't have control over this memories and these things that are causing, and that where I turn it over to him might be something that will help other people. Because
Steve,
I'm having a real tough time trusting.
Mm. I think that's a really perfect word for somebody today, because you know, those pressures are too much for a person to handle. And thank the Lord he doesn't expect you to carry everything you're carrying, so that you would go to the temple, so to speak, go into his presence, and then surrender what you can't control, knowing that he's got it all, is what's exactly where you need to be. And I just think the idea that someone is hearing this today knows that's their next step for sure. You get with God, you roll it all over, and you just confess, I can't control this, Lord. It's your sovereign. You can. I'm going to trust you. I think we make ourselves very stressed when we try to get our arms around stuff we can't carry. So, Steve, thank you for your stewardship, and may God heal you. And I just pray for a sudden miracle turn of events regarding your business, too. So, may it be so. Yeah, thank you for calling. Bless you, sir. All right, Troy is checking in from Otsego. Hey, Troy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Susie?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, man. It's a beautiful sunny day in Minneapolis.
Indeed. We've waited a long time for this. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
So, well, I had when I was younger. I mean, God's working in my life so strong right now; it's unbelievable. But I was saved with my first wife back in '93, and then 4 months after her marriage, she was taken from me, and I was just so bitter. For the longest time at God, you know, just like, why would you do this to me? We're together for 10 years, you know. But just through my walk and just to see how God has worked through me, I mean, I ended up getting married again. And, you know, I didn't understand my second, and I ended up adopting them, and then we had a child together.
Mm.
And, you know, and then she ended up leaving me, and it was a bitter divorce. And, I mean, just through that, I mean, God is just working so many promises into my life, and it's just my life is so good right now.
Mm.
I'm just, I'm like, waiting for my passport because I'm going to Haiti here in a few months.
Wow.
Just keep serving the Lord.
Hmm. What advice, Troy, do you have? And I'm so grateful you're still standing. What advice do you have for the person who's right in that place, reeling from a bitter divorce?
Well, it does get better. I mean, if you just stay faithful to God, I mean, he's going to, you know, trust is the biggest thing that I've found. That, you know, everything I trust God with, he just comes through wholeheartedly.
Hmm.
It's just amazing how he does it, you know.
Wow.
I just love the Lord so much.
Well, I can hear it in your voice, Troy, and I just want to repeat what you said because someone needs to hear this. Everything that we trust God with, he comes through wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
And on the flip side, anything we try to take into our own hands, it's just read scripture. Anybody who tries to do things on their own, it never works out so well. So trust God and see what he'll do. And Troy, I pray you get that passport, and I pray you have an amazing time in Haiti. Thank you for sharing your story.
You bet. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, sir. One last call here before we wrap and pray, and that's Jackie from Robbinsdale. Hey, Jackie, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for taking my call. I think the hardest thing that I went through was in 2015, my dad passed away, and 2.5 months later, we found out my husband had stage 4 lung cancer.
Mm.
And he died in March of 2017. And I think what I learned from all this is that God hates death even more than we do.
Yeah.
And it made the reality of the death of Christ. And why he did what he did is that he took care of the problem when Jesus took our sin and died for us. And it really has made that so real to me. And also just how God comes through and counsels us and helps us as we're on our own, really, in a sense. You know, I don't have my husband anymore. I don't have my parents. But there was one situation in particular where I was really asking God for advice on something. I said, God, some information came to me, and I knew that I couldn't share it with anyone, really. I really needed to just go to the Lord. And he gave me a verse in Isaiah 54. And I don't have my Bible with me at the moment, but it basically said, you will not be ashamed, neither be confounded, for you're going to forget the shame of your youth and your widowhood. And I'm not really quoting that perfectly, but that was the first time it hit me, a verse on widowhood, since I had become a widow. And it was almost really telling me, in addition to answering my problem or my question, he was also letting me know that, you know what, I'm going to take care of your problem before you even know you have one. Because I thought, the reproach of widowhood, what's going on here? I mean, this is bad enough. Why is there a reproach of widowhood? But, I mean, really, honestly, God encouraged me so much. He kind of showed me how to handle this situation and also how to look at that situation, but also that he is taking care of me. He is guiding me. He will answer me. He will counsel me. And so I guess I just say this to encourage others that, you know, he took care of problems. I've listened to a lot of the calls. There's been a lot with deaths, you know, people leaving, but Jesus took care of the problem. He really did. And he's good.
Mm.
And
You are brave, Jackie. You are brave. I mean, really, I have such a heart for widows now that my sister is one. And I just marvel. You guys are like the superheroes when you're dealing with the loss of a spouse and you're still standing and still praising God. People don't know unless they love someone who's walked through it. What a heroic thing that is. It is time for us to wrap. But I just, my hat is off to you, Jackie. Thank you for sharing. Good to have you.
Show in your books.
Wow. Thank you so much, dear sister. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's live show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a really great day. Thanks for listening. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.